This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. Thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it. Three fun hours straight ahead. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? I'm all good. Andy Bucker, getting closer and closer to the weekend as it is, like you said, Thursday. Good night of sports. Another great catch in the baseball. You said the catch? Yeah, I mean, like Michael Jordan was out there reaching out there.
In the college game, right? The kid went over the, the Durham, it was a minor league game.
It's crazy. Great catch by him and everything like that. But yeah, great night as far as NBA stuff.
I decided to stay up and watch the whole game.
I wouldn't stay to watch it.
I don't know why I did.
After the first, I know as I, this morning I found more about the game, the Lakers did come back and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, oh God, this game is raggedy.
It was a raggedy game.
And you know why I was raggedy? Because Rudy Gobert was dominating.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. Now, I think dominating is probably the right word. You're probably right.
Rudy dominated that game, man.
But and maybe this is because I'm a hater, and okay. I'm gonna allow for that possibility as I dive into this take.
Okay.
Okay. We've seen enough Rudy Gobert.
Yes.
He's been in the league long enough to know that Rudy Gobert doesn't go out there and just do that because Rudy Gobert's doing it. You know what I mean? Rudy's not just fed up.
Right.
You know.
Right.
I've had enough of this. I'm ending this series. This is it.
Yeah.
Putting my French foot down.
Right.
You have to allow Rudy Gobert to dominate you like that.
Hey,
and the Lakers
that ain't,
asked for it.
All Rudy,
you're right.
Rudy
did a great job. Yeah. But those decision makers over there, and testy J.J. Redick is chief among them.
He must sit down with that dumb ass.
It was a bad question, but his response was very, very, very bad.
Who asked that question? Like L.A. Lakers basement.com.
I'm not sure.
Yeah,
it was a poorly asked question.
Yes, it was.
But no one cares about that. All they care about is JJ's weird, like, childish reaction to it. Reggie Miller's telling stories on the broadcast about how he had to, like, tell JJ to chill in their pre-show, like, meeting.
Yes.
It was like, hey, man, we're just trying to pick your brain about some stuff so we can broadcast the game tonight.
Why do you need me to do that?
Told the world that they weren't going to play a center in the game, and then Rudy Gobert goes off for 27 and 24.
Yeah, man, Rudy dominated.
I mean, yeah. You gotta take a long look in the mirror about your strategic approach to the second half of Game 4 and the entirety of Game 5.
There's nobody.
I guess.
All right, everybody keep on hollering about Jackson Hayes. He cried in the locker room, didn't he?
Oh, sure.
He
cried before the game.
You know, he's a little crying.
When they told him he was going to be sat down.
Yeah, you know, he don't look crying ass.
No, don't mistake me for the person sitting here saying Jackson Hayes was going to change things.
Yeah.
But at least he's big. You know what I mean?
He's tall.
At least he's tall.
Yeah. He's tall.
He might have got maybe Rudy would only had 19 rebounds or something. Maybe Rudy wouldn't have had 9 offensive rebounds. Like, Anthony Edwards was content to go 0 for 11 from 3.
Yes.
Because those are basically assists. Like, Anthony Edwards shooting threes was just Rudy Gobert getting offensive rebounds and making layups.
Yes.
Ant-Man's like, yeah, I went 0 for 11, but if you, you know, really take into account, that's really 9 assists right there because Rudy grabbed all of them and put them back up and in. So, yeah, Rudy dominated.
Yes.
But they let him do it.
You don't let Rudy do anything.
Uh-huh.
Rudy does what he wants.
Yeah, like start COVID.
Well, we all know he did that. But, it was a very interesting, funny game. I laughed so hard about that. But, yeah, then I was really irritated because I forgot the race started at 3.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like 4. I was like, oh, damn, the race wrong.
Well, you did yourself a favor.
Yeah, I guess I did.
You missed part of it.
Come on, man. just conceding. I don't want to say they conceded because Chris Sale did start. But God almighty.
Yeah.
The Rockies?
Mm-hmm.
Of all teams.
Yeah, the worst start ever.
That's
a tie for, or I guess they had been shut out one time at Coors Field years ago. But 3 hits is tied for the worst offensive performance they've ever had at Coors Field. They've played like 120 games there. 1 run, obviously they got shut out once, but they've only had 1 run games like twice at Coors Field. To go up against that team in that park and have that type of performance, with not to say that there was like a ton on the line. It's a game at the end of April, but it would have been pretty cool to get back to 500 and come back home and all that. So yeah, it's just a bad performance.
Yeah.
I mean, Chris Sale pitched good.
I thought Chris Sale was fine. Yeah, I mean, gave him the one homer that was a line drive and all those things. But yeah, I thought he was fine, but yeah, just didn't want to get it up. I think, and I go back to just being 500, got the Dodgers in town. We know how big a series that's going to be this weekend. Hopefully the weather cooperates, Bunk, this weekend, and you can get all the games in on time and stuff like that. But, yeah, that was just the thing that you always talk about. They did win another series. Great. But just
– that's four series in a row.
Winning, you know, it was just beating them.
No, I'm with you.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm with you. I mean, yeah, I'm not trying to, like – I don't know, excuse it or whatever, but yeah, it, you know, it is. They suck in the daytime. I don't know how else to put it.
What's the record?
They're like 3-10 in day games. They have the least amount of wins in day games in baseball.
Damn, is there a day game in this stand?
Probably. At some point, probably. I mean, you usually have one, you know.
Damn.
I don't know, they're bad when the lights are on. I don't know, or when the sun's out. They're good. I guess they're good when the lights are on. They're bad when the sun's out.
Yeah, that's what
I don't know.
They're not good daytime lovers.
Yeah, I got, look, yeah, I mean, yeah. Here's kind of my main take from that game yesterday was we're still not fully removed from, all right, they're okay.
Right.
They're pretty good. Yeah. They're certainly better than they were at the beginning of the season. There's no question. The lineup's just better. Like, you don't have Brian De La Cruz and Chadwick Trump and guys that aren't Major League Baseball players in your lineup, like populating like 35 to 40% of your lineup like you did. But you had Eddie Rosario in there.
Yeah.
And he's not a Major League hitter.
Yeah. I mean, why was Eddie playing?
Somebody needed a day off, I guess.
Who needed a day off?
Verdugo.
Why?
It's tired.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. Yeah, okay. I mean,
I'm not sure.
This is one of the hottest people in your lineup.
Yeah.
They're playing well since he's been in the lineup.
I don't know.
All right.
I don't understand why baseball players need days off ever. But
is he an old veteran? Is he a guy that's got some years behind him?
He's not a rookie or anything.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Verdugo's probably like 30.
Oh, yeah. I mean, hey, you know what happens when you turn 30 as a ball player? You got to get rest.
How old is Alex Verdugo?
Yeah, you know, it just seems like, you know, you want to.
He's 28, that's a tough age.
Yeah, that is tough age right there, man. Yeah, you know, you're still developing.
Plus, he's from Arizona, so they played in Arizona the previous series. So, you know, probably a lot of responsibility seeing his family and stuff. Get tickets for people.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. It's a long season, and sometimes Eddie Rosario is going to play. Eddie Rosario will probably only be on the team for 3 weeks.
You think so?
Yeah. When Ronald Acuña comes back, somebody's got to go.
And it's going to be Eddie.
Probably going to be Eddie.
It's probably going to be Eddie.
Because that's the thing about it is, like, you know, this is why I can't work myself into anything other than, when stuff like this happens, because you just need bodies sometimes.
Right.
And Eddie Rosario is the 26th man on the roster. But and
you know you didn't have to play him yesterday.
I know, but it's a day game after a night game, final day of the road trip, coming home. I don't know.
I mean, the only person
sometimes guys are going to play.
The only time I can think of a guy who probably night game, day game, is Sean Murphy.
Yeah.
Which they did.
They did.
Yeah, but Verdugo? Okay.
Look, I don't know. I don't know. But he played, and sometimes they're going to do stuff like that. And hopefully you can still beat the terrible Rockies when that happens, but they couldn't yesterday. When we got off the air yesterday, we knew that Falcons defensive coordinator Jeff Ulbricht was going to speak with the media at some point. It happened pretty quickly after we got off, right? Like, that was like early in the 2 o'clock hour. Obviously, that was in relation to the fine that the team got and that he got over the data breach. The fact that his son took the phone number of Shedeur Sanders and likely other players and made some prank calls, I thought his comments were spot on. I mean, I thought he said the right stuff. I don't really know what else he was going to say, but yeah, you know, I didn't do a good job. I take responsibility for it. My son's actions, inexcusable and all that kind of stuff. So good.
Yeah, all right.
Good. I think Carl and Mike were talking about this, and they're right about it. We said going into the offseason, at least for us, was let's put an emphasis on defense to show a commitment to that side of the ball that maybe will lead to something being different.
Mm-hmm.
And they did do that. So that's good. So like one of the asks of the offseason was accomplished. One of the next steps for this franchise is going to be, and I don't know, like it's hard to say pattern because it's all different, but it just continues to be this weird nonsense.
Yes.
Like we got to get to a place where stuff is just tightened up and the Falcons don't have their logo on TV associated with a topic that's just absurd.
Right.
I don't have an explanation for why it continues to happen, and I don't have a fix for it. I had a fix for the defense stuff. Spend money and draft guys. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And they did that. I don't know, because these things are all different. Like the Kirk Cousins thing last year and this thing and the Arthur Smith, Bijan stuff, and even back further than that. Like it for whatever reason, keeps happening to him. So they got to stop. Like, they've, as an organization, they've got to get to a point where the nonsense off the field only happens to the Falcons stuff stops happening to the Falcons.
Well, I think the biggest thing with this team right now is that there's still something lingering over it. And you mentioned the name.
Right.
There's still, that's why we were asking, you know, understand, hang on, and I'll be patient with the whole thing. Just eliminate that one thing. And it could have been eliminated earlier, because it's going to be a story again.
Exactly.
And after the draft, it was a story about the backup quarterback. So it's going to be something because of that situation is still there, whether he's on the team or whether he's off the team. And so until all that's gone, I mean, it could be quiet all the way up to training camp for the rest of the year for the Falcons. But there's going to be something at the beginning of training camp about this quarterback, about this backup quarterback. And so I wish they would have went ahead and got rid of all of that stuff and just be done with it, and let's just get through this offseason. Now, I couldn't foresee what happened on the draft and all that other stuff.
Right. All this stuff's impossible to predict.
But
that's what I mean.
But I can predict this?
Yes, this is predictable.
Yeah, this is predictable.
Yes, the Kirk Cousins is your backup quarterback nonsense side story stuff is predictable.
Yes.
Because you have a quarterback who's inexperienced, and as soon as Michael Penix has a bad game, then that stuff starts up again. Or whatever. Like, who knows? I don't know. He goes on a podcast and says something that he shouldn't say because Kirk Cousins has a past history of not being able to keep his thoughts to himself or whatever. Like, whatever he does going forward, because he's your backup quarterback and he's associated with your, it's not as easy as everyone wants to sort of simplify it to, like, well, wouldn't it be nice to have a capable backup just in case? It's not as simple as that.
Yes.
Because of who he is and why he's here,
right,
and who's starting and what you're trying to do as an organization and all that kind of stuff. Like, the easiest thing to do is just not have it there.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Like, God forbid you don't have a good backup, something happens to Penix, and then you're up blank creek.
Right.
That would be terrible.
Yeah, it'd be bad.
But, like,
not as bad as him getting hurt.
Right. Not as bad as Penix getting hurt. And so, yeah, I mean, that's something that if I were them, and I don't know, I already probably would have done something about it.
Yes.
But maybe I would have sacrificed the ability to get something in return for him. I still think very much they want to do that. They're just trying to wait for either the Steelers or some team to become desperate in the summer because of an injury or something like that. But those things are no guarantee. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if that's what you're waiting for, you may be not.
Yeah, you may not be able to do anything about it. Yeah, and but I understand. No, I'm going to stop saying I understand Terry them situation, because I don't understand. Get rid of them and go about your business.
Yeah, just move
on. You're gonna take a hit regardless.
Right.
You know, it's going to be a hit. It's going to be a stain and all those different things, especially if he goes somewhere and plays well. But at the same time, just let's get this team, this 2025 Falcons offseason, whatever you want to call it, because now you're in more of the football phase of everything with the workouts and the OTAs and mini camp break.
That's what it is.
That's what it needs.
The stories need to be football stories.
Yes, because that's where you're at. This is the part of the season that you're in. You're in football. Ain't no more combines and workouts and visits and no more hirings.
Or whatever other possible stuff could happen.
Yes.
We think.
No, there's other stuff that can happen.
Of course there is.
Yeah.
And they tend to find it.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, when we can start having the stories regarding the Falcons just be football stories,
football stuff,
it'll be the best for everybody.
Yes. Will that happen sooner rather than later? Because what's going to happen is...
No,
because
they don't play football until September.
That's what I'm going to say. So once they get back into the it's just strictly about football groove, something's going to happen. And more likely it's going to be that. But it's only a distraction if you allow it to be. And I'm also...
It's only a distraction if he's here.
But that's what I'm saying. But it's going to be one.
Right.
But I'm talking about,
if he's not here...
I'm talking about player-wise.
If he goes away and plays good, who cares?
I'm talking about player-wise, the distraction part of it.
Sure, like, for those guys.
Yeah.
But, like, for everybody else and talking about it and those people on TV, the Falcons logo being on... I want the next time the Falcons logo is on TV to be for a good reason.
Yes, a big win or something
like
that.
Or something, or just like, hey, the draft was fun.
Right.
Or... I don't know, we're previewing an offense that we think might be good or whatever. Like, the million other reasons they're talking about other teams. Not, Falcons are fined $250,000 because the defensive coordinator's computer got broken into by his son.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm tired of that.
It's unpredictable nonsense.
But
they've got to stop.
You mentioned Carl and Mike, and just like Mike and Carl were saying, I'm over it now. We can stop talking about it.
Yeah.
I
agree.
Stop talking about it.
But I'm also like, tired of being tired of Falcons topics. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Wouldn't it be nice if it's something that we'd be like, oh, I wish we could keep talking about it. Every Falcons topic is like, boy, I hope this is over soon. Good Lord. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to what's trending to kick off the show. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.